Okay, we're joined by Rachel Bukasa, who is Executive Director at Black Sash, one of a group of organizations working in the NGO field who are taking on legal review government's relatively new rules for who gets the Social Relief of Distress grant. Rachel, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
What are the new rules and what do you object to about them?
So there's a couple of things, but maybe I'm just going to highlight two of the key things we're sort of just pushing against. So the first thing is the limitation on what is essentially called the means test. So how much money do you have to make in a month to be too rich, essentially, for the grant? And so government has decided now that if you have 350 rand, in total in your account. So during the course of the month, 10 rand here, 20 rand here, the totality coming to 350, you're now too rich to qualify for the grant. And the second thing being that the process is purely an online system that's not as accessible as it could be. And so the issue around the 350 is that the 350 rand that you need to have in your account is that there's no sense of where it comes from. So we've given examples of a woman that receives a child support grant. That is more than 350. And so that woman is now disqualified by virtue of that grant. That's not hers. And so that's essentially what we're challenging, the rationality around the 350 rand.
When the grants were first given out during COVID lockdowns, the more serious part of our experience of the pandemic, what was the criterion or the criteria then?
The criteria then, I think it was still around, I think the general grant around 594 being the amount you needed to be below in order to qualify that that essentially you qualified for the grant. And then, of course, the checks had to make sure that you didn't have an income coming in, you were unemployed and all of that. But the amount we were looking at was just below 600 grand. And so just for context, the bare minimum someone needs, not to starve, but just the bare minimum to not starve, is about just over 600 rand, which we call the food poverty line. And so if that is the food poverty line, how are we then talking about 350 being a measure of being rich? Or at least too rich for the grant?
Yeah, I mean, I think the word rich is inappropriate in this conversation, but I understand what you mean. To put government's position simply, perhaps too simply, it's that there are limited funds and that some distinction has to be made, that that you have to divide up the available quantum in a particular way, and the best way to do it, in government's view, is more people getting 350 rand rather than fewer people getting 600 rand because there's only X amount of money available for this.
Sorry, the issue was never for anyone to get 600 grand. The issue has always been around
350. I get you.
Yes.
But I mean, if you say you can have up to 599 rand in your bank account and you can still get 350, that means that more people are going to get the 350 and there isn't enough money to give all of those people the 350. So you need to find a smaller quantum of people who desperately, desperately, desperately need the 350. And that's government's view. Not saying I agree with it. I don't, but.
Yeah, so the problem with that logic is that then government is in a situation they put themselves in, because should there have been proper job creation mechanisms in place? And so, you know, government will make the argument around the issue of progressive realization of the rights. We're over 20 years in. How long is this progressive realization going to take? You know, so essentially, because this aspect has failed, that's why we have more and more people. It's actually nothing to be proud of, the fact that more people may grant. And so essentially, this is their own doing, because I'm sure a lot of people, yes, putting your outliers aside, but a lot of people, if given the option, they'd rather want a meaningful job where they can have dignity and gain a salary to support their families rather than these grants. And so, yes, they need less people on the grants, but then you've got to do what that takes, which means you need to create more jobs.
And the second issue which you raised, Rachel, I mean, when you're dealing with people who have, under government's proposal, less than 350 rand in their bank accounts, then how are you going to expect those people to apply online, it strikes me as being an entirely, it boggles the mind that you can be so unaware of the circumstances of people who have less than 350 rand a month in their lives, that you can expect them to get the data, to go to the places where there is, and it just, it's so out of touch.
And I think part of that is that people think that if you give a person a cell phone, which has to be an Android, by the way, or data, you resolve the problem. No, you can give someone a cell phone and data, but if the digital literacy is not there, you're still at the same problem. That's why we receive tons of calls on our helpline around getting support for that kind of thing. And so I just, and part of government's argument is that, well, the SASSA officers are already too full, et cetera. Well, that's your structural problem. People should be able to go and see someone face to face.
Do you have a date for a court hearing on this, Rachel?
At the moment, no, we have not received a date at the moment, but the papers have been filed and we're taking it forward from there.
Is there any parallel process of negotiating around this, discussing this with government, or have all of the eggs now been put into the lawsuit basket?
Look, so this has taken over, I think, nearly a year. And you will recall that in January we met with the president. So it's been months and months of discussion. The decision to go to court was not taken lightly. It was after all attempts at trying to negotiate and talk through this did not go anywhere. But I've said it before and I'll say it again, that if what we're aiming here is to make the lives of the everyday person better. And so even if that means there's a conversation government's wanting to have, we're definitely open to that.
Rachel Bukasa, thanks very much for talking to us, Executive Director at Black Sash.